This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome back to your work week. Brady Bowman with you this morning on In Focus. And got a great show, got a great lineup for you today. And after this, we'll just do a quick little, again, a little housekeeping opener. So we kind of ease in. Mainly for me, just kind of ease in to the work week a little bit. Did a little bit of floating over the weekend with some friends old and new. Got a lot of sun. A lot of sun. Too much sun, actually. My legs are a little burnt. But hey, we're going to make it. Looking at the lineup for this morning in just a little bit, just momentarily, we'll have KSU vet med, Dr. Katie Dell. She's a clinical assistant professor for equine internal medicine at Kansas State University. I know one of the big topics is going to be West Nile virus that she'll go over, and just go over lots of things. I think every time we have some of these folks from K-State vet med come in, I'm always amazed at the knowledge and all the different things that we can talk about. So we'll talk with her here in just a few moments. A little bit later in the program, we'll also have Wamego USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter. He'll be joining us by phone right around 9:45. He'll be joining us, and we'll talk to him about the opening of school. Like a lot of districts around the area, Wamego gets going this week, so he'll be able to tell us a little bit about what's going on with Wamego. Just looking ahead a little bit, let's just kind of give you a little bit of a rundown of what to expect for this week on In Focus. Tomorrow we'll have some folks from Riley County will be in. It'll be our Riley County Day on In Focus, so we'll get caught up on everything that's going on there. Obviously, it's a pretty interesting week for counties across the state as they're looking at canvassing, which as we try to figure out exactly who is going to be the GOP representative for governor for Kansas when we get towards November. Looking at Wednesday, we'll have some folks from USD 383 on the show. Then on the second half of that show, we'll have some folks from Manhattan Area Technical College. We'll be in the building. Thursday will be a good one. It should be Lyle Butler. I'm pretty sure he said he was good for August. If not, it'll be somebody from the chamber. But I'm pretty sure that we'll have President and CEO Lyle Butler, the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, will be in Thursday. Always great to have him and to kind of go over all the latest openings that are in the area. Friday will be KSU Extension. Also really excited about this. We had a little bit of an update at the end of the week last week about Hale Library with all the damage they went in. One of our reporters, Haley McClellan, checked out the media tour there on Thursday. Got up a lot of great photos of how things are going over there. Hoping to have Lori Getch and possibly Jeff Morris will be in Friday to kind of give us a little bit of an update on how things are going with Hale Library. Also some folks from Riley County Senior Center. So big, busy week as always here on In Focus. And of course, you can always check out the latest on what's going on. You can just go to our website, newsradiokman.com, and it's filled with a lot of stuff right now when it comes to the primary votings. USD 383, obviously a lot of the headlines and stuff that we talked about this morning on the morning show, all those stories are also online. Let's go ahead. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk with Dr. Katie Delf, Clinical Assistant Professor for Equine Internal Medicine at Kansas State University. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University.